This week, the Supreme Court dealt a major setback to President Obama's climate change agenda. The court temporarily blocked the administration's plans to regulate emissions from coal-fired power plants. It was an unprecedented ruling. The court has never before halted a regulatory request before review by a federal appeals court. Part of the president's plan, issued last summer by the Environmental Protection Agency, requires states to make major cuts to emissions created by power plants. One way to do that is to capture carbon pollution from power plants and store it underground. But despite millions of taxpayer dollars that have been invested in this, it still remains largely just an idea. Lauren Sommer from Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco has the story.
When I met Keith Pronsky 6 years ago, things were going pretty well for him. Business was so good, he barely had time to meet with me.
We've had a lot of interest. We've had a lot of folks here from really all over the world.
We were walking around a power plant run by his company, Clean Energy Systems, in a dusty lot near Bakersfield, California. The plant looked like any other that burns natural gas, which is still where most of California's electricity comes from. But this one had a key difference.
This is it.
A pipe right above my head.
So what we have here is essentially pure CO2.
Pure carbon dioxide, which normally would go up into the atmosphere. But Pronsky's idea was to bury the carbon by piping it underground, where it would stay basically forever, trapped in rock layers thousands of feet below us.
And this is about changing the way that power is produced. If you bring the carbon up, use it, and put it back is the basic idea.
It was meant to be a model project, the first of its kind in California, and a shining example of how to produce energy without carbon emissions. But that was 6 years ago.
Well, it's been, I'd say, a bit of a wild ride, and we've had a few bumps.
When I caught up with Pronsky in December, his plan to store carbon had stalled out. He had looked for a utility to buy the electricity from his power plant, but
the big focus is on renewable energy, wind and solar, so we had a hard time finding a market.
His project's electricity is more expensive than wind and solar because he has to cover the cost of burying the carbon underground. Utilities just weren't interested.
You know, you kind of bang your head on against the wall several times and you figure out it's not going to really accomplish anything.
Pronsky isn't alone. Two other carbon capture projects in California are facing the same fate. All of them had grants from the federal government, part of a $3 billion program to get the technology going nationwide. But these projects are complicated and hard to build. One in Northern California was canceled. Then there's a third in Southern California.
Hydrogen Energy California is creating a bridge to a new energy future that demonstrates how environmental
That one missed so many deadlines, it had to give up its government grants, hundreds of millions of dollars. It also ran into some fierce public opposition.
You know, the idea that these projects are green in some way is not true.
Evan Gillespie ran the campaign against the project for the Sierra Club because the Southern California facility would use coal.
You know, the idea that we were going to then, you know, provide a lifeline to an industry that is a huge public health threat and is actively destroying our climate. We found it really problematic to see a state like California that was such a leader on green energy be so open to coal again.
Gillespie also opposes capturing carbon from natural gas projects because he says renewable energy is a better option. It's all part of the core debate around capturing carbon from power plants. Some see it as just a way to prop up fossil fuels. But others say we won't be able to cut carbon emissions fast enough without it. That includes Sally Benson, a professor of energy at Stanford University. She says power plants being built today will keep emitting for decades.
If we have to wait to replace every gas or coal plant with renewables, I think we've run out of time.
International leaders who met to tackle climate change in Paris in December came up with the same conclusion. Benson says the economics of capturing carbon will have to improve before it takes off. And it could by putting a price on carbon. If polluters have to pay for every ton of carbon they emit, capturing carbon from power plants starts to look pretty good, she says.
I think there really has to be a clear price on carbon, $50 a ton plus, that will get people to really pay attention.
California has put a price on carbon, but it's around $12 a ton, nowhere near 50.
So we're on a roller coaster, and I'm sure it will continue to be that way for a long time.
In the meantime, California's last proposed carbon capture project, the coal-burning plant in Southern California, is still hoping to move forward despite the setbacks. California regulators will decide its final fate sometime this spring. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Sommer.